Hi, I'm Morgan McCullum. I'm here at the Commonwealth during my Alexa Rose residency. This is vlog number 5. I wanted to talk a little bit about the week that was. It is Tuesday night. I intended to be here on Monday night, but life got in the way. So here I am now. The first thing I went to this week was a opening here at the Commonwealth for artist Benny Maris. It's In Love With The World is the show that's on right now. The sign out front is fantastic. the lit up artwork is incredible to see, and I love it. So Benny was here, and there was a DJ, there was lots of people. It was a good show, a good showing. And the artwork is still up through into January, I believe. It's at least here through December. It's amazing work. It's awesome. You should come and check it out. So that was on the 5th. And then on the 6th, I went to Krampus event, Krampus show over at the VAC. Noble Hardesty is one of the main artists that was there. John Hall was one of the other ones that was there. There were a few others. Oh my gosh, I can't remember. But there were two other booths that were there. Lots of artists that were represented. The VAC, it was out of all the years that I've been in the Valley, and the 4 years, 5 years that I've really been paying attention to the art that's here, I've never actually been to the VAC. And this was my first time. It was great. Tons of people, great atmosphere. That Krampus show is up into January, through January, something like that. Great show, great work, lots of fantastic artists, some I've interviewed, some that I've tried to interview or wanted to interview. Really great place and really great show. Krampus artwork, Krampus themed artwork, inspired. I don't know how exactly it should be described, but good show over at the VAC here in Garden City. My first time there. Great. And they are one of the organizations, one of the groups, one of the people that I'm trying to talk with or hoping to speak with about all of this. They are one of the big organizations doing things here in the Valley in Garden City for artists specifically. The other thing that I did this week on Sunday, I interviewed Luma Jassim, and I apologize if I said your name wrong, but she is an amazing artist with an amazing story. Her work is right over here behind me. It's in the background, so it's blurry, but the work that she's doing right now is fantastic. And I look forward to getting to include her in the work that I'm doing here. So I guess mentioning the interviews that I've done and the events that I went to, and I did grab footage of those events for the sake of my documentary. But I, as I was setting up tonight's shot, I was looking around thinking about what I should do, and I decided on having Luma's work in the background here for the sake of, I mean, it's twofold. One, I interviewed her this week, so it's relevant. And then two, for what I do for my work, I need to have a interesting background. And in that sense, I'm always looking for something to borrow from somebody else. It's another way that my creativity depends on others to an extent. You know, there's still staging and things like that that are done by me, but I appreciate getting to work with what's around. The limitations of the space that I'm in or that I'm doing the interview in that's available to me is part of the allure of all of this. You know, sometimes it's not fun. Sometimes you go to somebody's office and they have boring walls, or somebody wants to take you into a conference room to talk and it's a gray wall with office chairs and it's just, the vibes are off. But I'm always having to think about what I'm going to use as a backdrop. What will be interesting but not distracting? What's in the shot? Am I going to be, you know, showing somebody's water bottle that progressively gets lower until it all of a sudden gets more full? There are things that there's so much thought that goes into something so simple, even when it's borrowing somebody else's design work. My work comes through in the use of lighting design, in the use of framing, and I'm going to set my phone down. Thanks. But the work of the videographer, of the cinematographer, is often done in the stuff that you don't see. And that's amazing to me. That's fun to me. So my work on this shot, again, you know, it's the framing, it's the choice of the backgrounds. This is CL's wall behind me over here. And when I was originally setting up the shot, I had the room lights on and everything was a lot brighter. And so this has kind of turned into almost a black void behind me, and I kind of like it, and I kind of like the half and half. And then my light is, I can touch it. If I lean forward, I touched it. So it's, and I'm up against this back wall over here, and I've got another light that's just off camera up there. You can see it on my arm. And I have to make sure that stuff is hidden. You can't see the light stands. You can't see the lights, but you still get the effect of them. You still get to see the background behind me. I'm rambling again. But this is all my artwork. This is the stuff that doesn't get seen if it's done well. You might see a shot and go, oh, I really like the way that interview looks, but you don't necessarily know why you like it. And yeah. Trying to go back to a point that I was making last week that probably didn't need to be made then either. So, this one's going to have far fewer edits. I think I've got a stronger energy this week because I'm feeling more energized this week. Some wires got crossed, so I only ended up doing one interview this week, but I still feel like that was good. I got out to two events, which were awesome. I really want to get footage of events, of art being created, not created necessarily. I mean, well, created, yes, but art being enjoyed, appreciated. I want to make sure that that's part of the documentary, to show that people appreciate and enjoy work that's being done and being created by artists here. Existential moment there, but so as I was setting things up, I realized I should probably record myself doing some of that. It's not always easy to record yourself recording things, but I think that I'm going to set up the camera in a corner while I'm tearing all of this down, and then show on here what I'm doing. I can use it for the documentary as well. But if I do that, then you will be watching that now or already. I want to share some of the behind the scenes, some of what this takes to do. It's not always easy to capture the behind the scenes with being a solo person, but I'll try. We'll see what we do. It might be phone footage, but that's okay. Phone footage is good these days. My day job work is starting to ramp up. It is, once January hits, I will be very busy with that. I'm in sort of a December lull with interviews at the moment. It's hard to schedule things around. I mean, once you hit Thanksgiving, everything kind of becomes a black hole. So I'm looking at, I do have a Searle's Place interview on the 16th. I've got the guys from Sector 17 on the line, or on tap for January, hopefully. Some of the other artists here are probably going to be more January interviews as well. But things are coming together. I need to start putting interviews on a timeline and start editing things together. That's going to be a big part of this documentary, is finding the stories among the stories, finding the common story among the stories. And if I've asked my questions well, then I should have the pieces that I need. Not yet, but in the end. But I need to start reviewing some of that stuff so that I can get an idea of where to head next, probably before I do my interview with Searle's Place, so that I have an idea of what some of the artists are saying before I talk to one of the nonprofits about what they're doing. Good braining right there. Busy week, good week. I feel productive this week. I feel like I'm sharing a little bit more about the process of what I'm doing. I hope that you're enjoying this, or at least not hating it. I think I'm gonna go ahead and call it here. And we'll call it a vlog number 5 of my Commonwealth residency Alexa Rose residency at the Commonwealth here in Garden City. I appreciate any and all of you who have made it this far, and I'll talk to you next time. Goodbye.